Well, hey there, everybody. You guys are having a fine, dreary day here in the New England area. You know, warm my spirits up a little bit with a nice French press cup of coffee. But so I had a pretty great weekend this week. We had our first annual Sperling Spring Seminar, except for Spring didn't show up, but everything else happened. The Sperling and the seminar did take place. And it was wonderful meeting a lot of great trainers and PTs, and we actually had some clients show up just to spend the day to get a deeper insight into the industry, which was really great to see that. But and I talked on what I do, programming, which was fun. Hopefully it wasn't too much for the people that were there, because it was, I didn't go very deep, but I sure went wide with that subject. So today I wanted to talk about the concept of putting your oxygen mask on first. I was recently at a business conference, just trying to learn how to make the company I work at, Sperling, more efficient and running better from a systems and back end standpoint. I know it's news, but they alluded to a really good analogy that I liked was when you go on an airplane, they always tell you to put your oxygen mask on first and then help everyone else. And in that situation, they were kind of talking about the idea of a leader or a manager having to first take care of themselves before they can really help others. Because if we do it vice versa, yes, we'll be helping people, but eventually we'll become burned out and then you can't help people. And if they were relying on you, then you're kind of screwed. And how this kind of plays out in everyday, ordinary life is more from, I work a lot with moms at the gym. Some of you watching this may also be some of my clients. And you do a lot of things around the house and keeping the family organized and going, whether that's helping with the kids, cleaning, packing lunches, all these little things. And you're essentially keeping everything running smooth. And a lot of times you don't have time to take care of yourself. And this can be the same for on the father side of things, taking care of on that end. It can be that friend that is always there emotionally for people. But if you don't take care of yourself first or leave yourself any time, you'll no longer be able to help support your friends and family that need help. And it's the same as coaches and trainers. We put a lot of effort into what we do. We put a lot of emotion and time. A lot of times when we get home, we have none left for our family, which isn't fair. But it's finding ways to put your needs first so that you can be there for the people that rely on you. And a couple of ways to do that, and at first sounds like, well, you're being selfish, you're being greedy. And yes, you are. You're at a point being a little selfish for yourself. But it is for the greater good. For the greater good. So what this can look like, the self-care is different for everybody. For me, it's my time in the morning where I get to read, relax, maybe veg out on some sports articles, reading up on what the Celtics or Pittsburgh Steelers or Penguins or Boston Red Sox have been up to. That's my veg time, but also reading and writing. Those are my things. So what I do is I wake up an hour and a half before my wife gets up so that I have that time and recharge for myself. And then I'll spend that 30 minutes or so or hour before my wife goes to work. And so that's my recharge. I'll go to the gym on the weekends when no one's there so I can work out by myself at my own pace as a recharge. Those are things that recharge me. Getting outside, taking a walk is recharging for me. And that allows me to then get my selfish time out of the way so that I can feel good and take care of myself. For other people, it might be getting into a routine of meditation. It might even be as simple as getting into a good sleeping routine. So how are you getting that 7 to 8 hours of sleep consistently each night to take care of yourself? And so everyone's a little bit different, but find what recharges you. It could be social. Again, I'm pretty introverted, but you might be a social butterfly. So it's finding ways to get some social time in throughout the week so you are recharged and able to help the ones that love you most. And really, so setting a plan up for that is really looking at your schedule, communicating with people that are in your household or around you, and setting that up. A lot of people don't like plans, But without plans, we're going to fill them with things that are easy. A lot of things that are easy are such as work, taking care of others, things that you just do naturally but don't necessarily recharge you in the way that you need to be recharged. And so that is just sitting down each week. I do it on Fridays and saying, this is what these are what I'm going to plan it out. And I'll communicate that with my spouse. And that usually works out pretty well. Not all the time. Sometimes it doesn't. Life sometimes just kicks you in the nuts and you got to deal with it. So such is life. But that is it. So first things first, take care of yourself. It's not selfish. In the long run, you're actually going to be able to help people more by feeling energized and raring to go so you don't get burnt out. So that's it. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them down below or reach out to Josh at joshwilliamsfitness.com. And always check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com for the latest insights of what's going on inside this cabeza. So have a good one. Bye. I do like that. If you want to see that, you'll be...